Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Listen to these reports. This is the result of the Biden administration's failed exit from Afghanistan. Now, if you're not aware of exactly what happened, as the Americans pulled out in a matter of weeks, the Taliban, which is the terrorist organization that runs the country or ran the country before we got there, came sweeping in and defeated all of the Afghan forces that we were supporting and took all of the American equipment that we had armed the Afghan military with. Listen to these reports from Forbes. Staggering costs. U.S. military equipment left behind in Afghanistan. The U.S. provided an estimated $83 billion worth of training and equipment to Afghan security forces since 2001. And this is the stuff that the Taliban just took over. This month, the Taliban seized Black Hawk helicopters, an A-29 Super Tucano attack aircraft. Now, Forbes goes on to list the incredible value of this machinery. Black Hawk helicopters can cost up to $21 million. A-29 Super Tucano attack aircraft, 20 of them, an order cost $427 million, $21.3 million for each plane. Forbes goes on to list many more dollar amounts for all this equipment. Reuters said this about a week ago. Planes, guns, night vision goggles, the Taliban's new U.S.-made war chest. In a matter of weeks, the Taliban had seized most of the country as well as any weapons and equipment left behind by fleeing Afghan forces. The current intelligence assessment was that the Taliban are believed to control more than 2,000 armored vehicles, including U.S. Humvees, and up to 40 aircraft, potentially including UH-60 Blackhawks, Scout attack helicopters, and Scan Eagle military drones. Between 2002 and 2017, we gave the Afghan military equipment including guns, rockets, night vision goggles, small drones for intelligence gathering. Since 2003, we provided Afghan forces with at least 600,000 infantry weapons, including M16 assault rifles, 163,000 pieces of communication equipment, and 16,000 night vision goggle devices. Wall Street Journal, Taliban sees U.S. weapons in Afghanistan stockpiling helicopters, guns, trucks. After the collapse of the Afghanistan's U.S.-supported military, grenade launchers, missiles, and aircraft are now wielded by militants. Scores of videos have emerged of Taliban fighters rejoicing near abandoned American helicopters carrying U.S.-supplied M24 sniper rifles and M18 assault weapons, stacking other small arms and material in unending piles and driving Humvees and other U.S.-made military trucks. This is insane. The Taliban have seized airplanes, tanks, and artillery from Afghan outposts and from evacuating U.S. personnel. The U.K. Independent says the same thing. Black Hawk helicopters, bombers, armored Humvees, drones, night vision. The billions of dollars worth of U.S. military weaponry that has reportedly been seized by the Taliban. And all these articles make this point. There are fears that this equipment can be used against civilians in Afghanistan, against Americans, and sold to other countries. So the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization, can make more money to perpetrate terrorism, and other enemy nations like Russia and China can gather U.S. equipment and intelligence by purchasing our military equipment. No kidding. No kidding, that's the problem. So now we're looking at this situation where American soldiers, American military down the road, whether by the Taliban or other people that buy the equipment, can be killed by their own weaponry that the taxpayers paid for. For our military, our soldiers can be killed by their own weaponry. This is insane. And this is the result of the Biden administration and Biden getting elected. And here's the point I want to make about this. It's very frustrating to be constantly lectured both prior to the election, during Trump's administration, and then afterward, by so many people, people obviously on the left, but also your never Trumpers, so-called conservatives on the right, and even in the evangelical Christian community, leading church pastors like John Piper and others, not to constantly harp on these guys, but everybody lecturing us that, oh, it was morally irresponsible to vote for Trump. Morally, you can't vote for that guy. He's prideful. He's he's rude. He's uncouth. He's got a foul mouth. He has no respect for women. All of these accusations levied against Trump that we don't have particular evidence for. That's besides the point. I mean, this whole argument that he was prideful and you can't vote for him. Well, that's an internal heart issue. You can't observe pride very well unless you know a person personally. You can't make judgments from a distance and accuse someone on their internal motivations. Besides the fact that everyone struggles with pride, every president, every human struggles with pride, and besides the fact that those aren't disqualifying features from becoming the president of the United States, what matters is policy. And so we were told that it was morally reprehensible. Not only that, if not morally reprehensible, we were lectured that it's at least morally equivalent to support Biden and Trump. And you could go either way, and we can't bind people's conscience. And yet, what are we looking at? We're looking at foreign policy that really warrants impeachment. Biden should be impeached over this. So we're told that we're the heartless, hating, racist, misogynistic, everything else that they can think of, Trump supporters. And the left and Biden, that's the side of compassion and virtue. And you can't tell people they have to just vote Republican over the issue of abortion. There's so many other issues we need to be concerned about and informed about when we vote. And my response is, there's absolutely tons of issues we have to be concerned about, not the least of which is giving all of our equipment, billions of dollars of equipment, to our enemy so that they can kill innocent civilians and Americans. There is going to be, sadly, and we pray that this doesn't happen, but a massacre once we leave, and the deadline is supposed to be August 31st in Afghanistan. And people are going to be massacred, brutalized, raped, young women taken captive into human trafficking, people's property confiscated, and people absolutely massacred at the hands of the Taliban. And that's not morally reprehensible? That you're not morally culpable for that? We're the unhinged Trump supporters who've gone off the rails and we're just despicable people? No, what's despicable and disgraceful and disgusting is equipping evil men with the power and the weaponry to perpetrate evil at horrifying levels with our own equipment. There is no moral equivalency between the right and the left, and between supporting a Trump administration and a Biden administration. Because this is not justice. What we hold to is defeating and blowing up the bad guys, and that's what Trump did. What Biden wants to do is arm them so they can continue wreaking havoc and evil in the world. How can people suggest that you are heartless as a conservative to support a strong foreign military policy for the U.S., and that it is somehow compassionate to do what the Biden administration has just done? How can you say that it's compassionate to support the unchecked massacre and murder of innocent people because you are giving weapons to bad guys, the ability to kill to bad actors on the world stage? We have just done that, and yet we are constantly told that the left is the side of compassion and fair-mindedness and rationality. No, this is one of the worst debacles in U.S. foreign policy history. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. It's not morally responsible to arm your enemy and evil men with your own equipment. So here's what we got to do. Go in there and get our stuff back. Or just go in there and blow it all up.